Blog Talk Radio.
So you want to blame me?
You want?
Really? Rapper, who's an activist?
Yeah.
Lyrical, I'm a raptivist. Traded two chains for one gold brain. Now I meditate to keep me sane.
Yeah.
In Cali, the label's called Death Row. 10-5 in Cleveland, we got Church Row. Superior, straight through St. Clair. Black churches every damn where. Some have neon signs, all collect tithes. But on the Ave ain't nothing but blight. So pastors, practice what you preach. Talk from pulpits, walk it in the street. Don't blame it on
black or black crime.
Don't blame it on
Art McCoy.
Don't blame it on
OPN.
Don't blame it on
Ernest Smith.
Blessed with a voice, so I'm not silent. Cleveland ranked 10th in violence. My city's at the top for job loss. We rebuilt downtown at what cost? Metamark and the convention center. How many of us will ever enter? Horseshoe Casino? Yeah, it looks hot. I can't afford to waste cash on slots. Since you told me to stop complaining, I went downtown and saw the mayor. Mr. Jackson, please help fix this. The mayor said it is what it is.
Don't blame it on
Donna Brown.
Don't blame it on
Ken Lancey.
Don't blame it on
HJF.
Don't blame it on
GMS. All you get is the truth from me. Our region ain't safe for the ladies. 11 dead on Imperial. Still no missing person unit. Black on black crime and Kathy Coleman. All wanna know what's the holdup. Michelle Knight, Barry, DeJesus. Trapped for years, Seymour Avenue. East 93rd, new Twilight Zone. Jasmine Trotter, Christine Malone. Now look at this trash in EC. Deskins, Sheely, Rolla Theory. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung. Next statement, blame me for this one. Sexual predators should be hung.
Don't blame it on
Suave Gotti.
Don't blame it on
Shakespeare.
Don't blame it on
E-Max.
Don't blame it on
1008.
Don't blame it on
Tech Record.
Don't blame it on
Voice It Radio.
Don't blame it on
G.I.
Don't blame it on
Be No Good.
Don't blame it on
D. Gambit.
Don't blame it on
Karma Delay.
Don't blame it on
Beat Switch.
Don't blame it on
Urban Survival.
Don't blame it on
Black House.
Don't blame it on
Panther Party.
And you better not blame my mama, fool.
And you better not blame my mama during this Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Christmas time of year. Hey, may you enjoy any and all of those should you take part. This is Al Porter, Man in the Streets, one more time, chapter 3, verse 49. And that man stands for, see, that M period, A period, N period, is an abbreviation, acronym for music, activism, and news. And you can reach us here for those looking at, listening online. Feel free to join the discussion at 646-478-0944, like that 216-486 number is doing as well. I want to give out three quick disclaimers before I go to that number, Centrifack. Hey, I want to make sure everybody knows what we're playing with. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So I have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I'm not sure how long because this is only an hour. It's like an hour-long program, but if you can get your points through, we'll appreciate it. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to talk to see what's on your mind. Hey, anybody who I come through on that phone line, if you want to speak again, you got two choices. You could always press that one button. If that doesn't work out for you, you can always hang up and dial right back. I'll see that you want to speak, and we'll get you right back on the phone line. before I take the first phone caller. Let me do something real quick. It'll be like a minute or less. I promise you that much. Won't take that long. As I say, number 10, woo, debuting. It's the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday. People and entertainment companies has been making some noise. So, of course, debuting at top. King Swisher of OPN, whether good or bad, stepped up front. Debuting at number 9. I hate to do it because of the chandelier, but Playhouse Square, because at least a lot of people were able to get in with silver. B-B-B-B-B-B-B in the mix to see the Ted Ginn story live and direct. Would have loved to have been a part of that, but as you'll find out later on, there was a lot of things going on. Not going to even lie. Number 8, my man Dwayne Castleberry, a.k.a. Bishop, from Cleveland State University, Speak Up Poetry. More on that later on. Number 7, Queen Nana with Black People. Yeah, she was definitely talking to us and others, letting them know to step up, people, step up. Number 6, Beat Effect at DJ Tech, the Scarface album. Number 5, Emax, The Image, Varsity Music Zone. Number 4, Black House Sounds. Wow, they've been working hard, putting projects together in the lab. Number 3, Lady Mietris. Lady Mietris, Cypher Champ for yet another week. What is that, 6, 7, 8 weeks in a row? Man. Number 2, BMA, Movie Night, last Friday. More on that later on. And number 1, OPN Bless the Mic remains number 1 for another week in a row. Young Woo beat Spaz in 3 rounds in a freestyle battle. And Lady Mietris, like I said earlier, won the Cypher rounds against Promise. Two hot ladies went at it. And, of course, my man Connie's son, hot as ever on a performance. You know, since I've got a chance to, you know, go into a couple of those things, I want to see what's going on my phone line, because I'm always thankful if somebody decides to call in. With that being said, 216-486, how are you this evening? 216-486, how are you?
Doing fine, sir. How are you today?
No, I'm doing pretty well. I know you might not have intended on speaking, but it's always good to see what's going on. And how's everything going for you during this holiday season itself?
Oh, everything's going along quite well, and I'm anxious to hear about some of the things that have taken place over the weekend.
Ooh-wee, there's so much stuff there. I'm glad you said that. So I'll tell you what, I'll get into a couple of those things for you if that's all right.
That's fine, sir.
All right, then. Well, with that being said, just hold on to the line. I promise you I will do that.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. May you definitely have a safe holiday season. Like I'm telling people, you can feel free to call back into this show. Before I even get into one thing that's going on, I want to let people know that they can check out the group that I'm vice president of. At least been very blessed to do that and be a part of that organization, blackonblackcleveland.com. That's blackonblackcleveland.com. Should you want to know if any of those things I'm talking about may be true or not, you can always check on Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. Period. That's Alfred Porter Jr. Period. That's Junior. Profile picture of a sheriff's hat. I also want to let people know, give out some quick information and let them know that you can check out 216 Radio, and that's on a Saturday, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time at 89.3 FM, WCSB.org. And, you know, one of those things that did happen, since I have it right in front of me, I had quite a ball with several other people the past weekend. And instead of going into the main thing first, I just want to say that it was an honor that BMA, Black Men's Army, had a film. They had a film the past Friday evening, and the name of that film, believe it or not, was called Sellout Africans. And let me tell you some of the people who were there. It just so happened to be the Ladies Dynasty Social Club. A lot of people managed to make it on through. You had Maybach, Lady Red, Butter Baby, Miss Dimples, Baby Charlotte. Of course, there was Mama Porter and Sister Gibbs, Brother Lloyd, and Ahmad Hassan stopped through. MC Derek from the Hip Hop Workshop stopped through. Man, you can't keep anything from Dwayne Castleberry. He stepped through there, and he spoke about how family had been mistreated by the police department. So he really felt some type of way about that film, Sell Out Africans. And you also had Sun Sierra Bolden, Sexplicit showed up, Red Strike, Sister Alanda. It was very, very interesting. Very, very interesting. And who brought that? Oh, I know who brought that film and had it brought out to us. It was provided by the brother known as Ballhead Fred. And that film was deep because it explained what the Boule was. It explained that to a T. As a matter of fact, I want to say when it comes to that film, that B-O-U-L-E, you just have to see it for yourself. And now, Brother Harris, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated president, he spoke on how the 10% control the net worth and worth of human beings and determine what's going on in the world. And, of course, the Sergeant Major Stokes, Sergeant Major Herbert Stokes from the Black Man's Army, spoke on Cleveland shouldn't having to need Ferguson and others to come the following day on Saturday, how we should have been able to rise up on our own and put everything else in check. So it was a very interesting film, very interesting discussion. Before I play a song from an artist name that I called earlier, I need to go back in time a little bit because you always get on me and say, you don't give enough information and networking capabilities of things that's going on. Yes, I feel you. Maybe I should put out more information. So what I'm going to do is take the time to let people know. You can check out on Facebook the E period, A period, T period network on Facebook. They have been strong supporters of this program, as well as Black on Black Crime Incorporated. They meet every Wednesday. Every Wednesday at 14715 Euclid Avenue, 44112 storefront, 7:15 p.m. With the time I have, sometimes I don't get a chance to play music, but since he did such an excellent job performing over the weekend, here's a track by my man, Connie's son. Man, he's named Connie's son because his mom's name is Connie, and he shines like a sun. This is going out to the hometown.
I don't wanna bring war.
I don't wanna bring war.
Cause I'd rather make peace.
Cause I'd rather make peace.
Cause that peace only come.
Cause peace only come.
When the shot you release that.
When the shot you release
that. And it's hard to survive.
It's hard to survive.
In the belly of the beast, but I march.
March.
Rep.
Rep.
Step. C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Look, this here my hometown. I run this bitch 10 toes down. Real niggas grit grind nose down. Catch a nigga stacking up a whole pound. A kid that murder rate never calming down. Fiends, a lot of niggas slowing down. Know what that mean when the bitches around. Snitch nigga told on the whole town. But don't let one nigga fuck up the city. A lot of niggas really wanna fuck with the city, but nobody ever really fuck with the city. Cause a lot of niggas fucking up the trust in the city. The bitches setting niggas up, get a nigga stuck. Innocent bastards at bars get struck by shots from security guards. If you feel me, nod. If you don't, then I don't give a fuck. But I love the land. My city ain't sweet when it come to fans. If you was from here, you would understand. A lot of these niggas ain't honest men. Now every street nigga ain't a rapper. Every rapper ain't a street nigga. If he can't eat with you, he gon' beef with you. If he want 23, she'll sleep with you. One time for my niggas drinking cheap liquor, I'ma hold it down. I'm on the rap reel to control the sound. Right out the backfield, now I'm touching down. You know that pack in when I roll around. The shit over now, the flow colder now. You know I'm known to clown on every track I'm round until I hold the crown. Bitch, I'm gon' pound every song I'm on. I bet motherfuckers steal this from my. I don't wanna bring war. Cause I'd rather make peace.
Cause I'd rather make peace.
But that peace only comes.
Peace only comes.
When the shot you release, look.
When the shot you release,
and it's hard to survive.
It's hard to survive.
In the belly of the beast, but I march.
Rap, rap, step.
C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
Enjoying myself on Al Porter. That's music, activism, and news. Before I go to that phone number that looks like it says 216-296, just enjoy myself. Like I say, hey, once you speak, if you want to speak again, you can either hit that one back or you can always hang up and dial back. I'm going to get to that phone call of 216-296 after I let people know real quick that you can feel free to go on Facebook or Blog Talk to some people who have definitely backed up our programming and other programming, such as Who Has the Power Radio, D Gambit Radio, and the third being Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious. I need to throw that out there and let people know about that. While you're taking that in, I always like to take the time so people know what's going on. I want to also let people and make sure that you all are very, 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 very used to what else is happening. And I need to let people know this is a beautiful thing that happens every year. Every year. The 38th annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. birthday observance happens on Sunday, January the 18th. The next one will be Sunday, January the 18th, 2015, 3 to 5 p.m. at Cuyahoga County Community College, you know, around the 30th and College Avenue area. Now, it's free for tickets, but here's the thing. All you have to do is call or hit them up online. You can get up to 4 tickets, I believe, and I have mine. So the number, and I'm giving you time enough to take it in, is 216-987-4805. That's 216-987-4805. Or you go online to MLKCelebration.TriCEDU. That's MLKCelebration.TriCEDU. For your tickets to that event, we look forward to seeing you there. I expect for it to be beautiful. And one other quick announcement, since I can do that right now. The Art McCoy Radio Show, Sundays, 5 p.m., 1490 a.m. on a Sunday. That's Cleveland Standard Time. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. CST, that's Cleveland Standard Time. And now it's time for me to check in and see who has decided to make us a part of their evening. 216-296, you're on live. How are you this fine evening?
How are you doing, Mr. Porter? This is Major Tapp.
Man, it's good to hear from you, brother. Tell me what's on your mind.
I'm just looking at all the corruption going on in the city, and me, a brother as one, don't like to see this type of discrimination against young black males, any kind of male in general, being mistreated with this police brutality, these being blackmailed, using our women against us. That's a major flaw in the technique. And I just said that I enjoy going down to the march last Saturday. I didn't run into you though. I was down there.
Okay, which part did you get to?
I got all the way down to Tower City.
Oh, beautiful,
where,
beautiful.
The march began. It had everything blocked off.
Right.
It just stood around and watched the police finally allow the citizens to go inside of the mall because they were intimidated for the stand that we were making that day. And I know a lot of,
right,
like 2 busloads rolled in from out of town.
Yes, they did.
For that march, so it was a big movement. I was just happy to be a part of it.
You know, I managed to make it down to Cadell Rec Center when it started at 10 a.m. And to just see that many people down there, and I'll get into it in a little while on this program, to see how a lot of us were able to run into an actual police station and shut the police station down on 130th, West 130th. It was amazing. And
well,
for those who don't
I heard there was a lot of like folks from the west side that was they was not playing on that on that march.
No, they weren't.
I'm not gonna say what I heard. Though. I heard it was a joyous occasion though.
It was. And for those people out there listening, if they don't know, before we even get into the school, tap dancing school and everything like that, this brother was with us when Radio 1 let go of Bashir Jones. He brought a brother by the name of Red Dog down there for that protest. This man was down there against the corrupt school system down through the years. My man, Major Taps, has been one of those frontline soldiers, and he's even faced off against police and judicial misconduct himself in his personal life. So I just want to say, man, I appreciate you not only talking the talk, but walking the walk.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
No problem, man. I need you to let people know how they can get a hold of you, where your school is at, and all that, man.
Well, you can reach me on Facebook. Unfortunately, the school has closed down for just a small minute. That's all.
Right.
We're going to relocate.
Nice.
We want to get more like people involved in the whereabouts. I want people to have a better way to finding where the TAP school is going to be, because it was right off the highway. It's still going to be located in Waterloo, though.
Gotcha.
Like, we're under a lot of reconstruction with that, and this time it's going to be where it won't be hard to find the building. So, I keep everybody updated on that. I've already posted it on Facebook. I thank everyone for so far. And it's going to keep on pushing with finding these young hoofers out here to keep on carrying on this dream that a lot of our forefathers have paved the way through tap dancing, music as well.
Man, I appreciate
that. So you can reach me on my Facebook. Whoever has my Facebook, it's not hard to find me. Just type in Major Taps on Facebook. It's spelled MAIGERTAPS, Major Taps. Not MAJOR Taps, MAIGER Taps.
There it is. We all have the correct information now. And, man, we will now keep tabs on where that school is going to be, because I remember when you had a nice grand opening at your location, and so we already know what's going to happen once you have that grand opening once you move. So congratulations, brother.
Appreciate it.
No problem. And anything else you care to say, man?
No,
got just that minute, brother.
I'll just keep on doing what you're doing, Mr. Sherrod Kilroy, because you're making a name out here for yourself as far as what you're doing, as far as with your work and stuff like that. I really admire the fact that, you know, you stood up this long as far as with your message and your music and just your involvement out in the community and stuff. So I just appreciate you. I thank you a lot. And I'm still keeping my ears wide open to these streets,
right,
even though sometimes I can't be a part of it at times due to situations, you know. So just keep on with this movement, though, because you really are delivering a true message out here.
Then thank you so much, brother.
Peace. Yep.
Peace. All right, if you hold a line, I'll tell you what, we'll do our best to get in a song for you. Before we do that, I just want to let people know, if they like these type of messages, they can check out that 646-478-0944 phone number on a Wednesday for Hood Talk Radio, where it's international politics broke down to a local level, Emacs and the Mindset. That's from 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can also use this number of 646-478-0944. Saturdays, Hood Tunes Radio, Music Business 101 with my man Emax the Image. That's 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You know something? I was looking at what I should do, what I can get into. I'm going to take this time and just let people know that Mike Tobin, that's Mike Tobin, and I think it's very important, Department of Justice assistant who works directly out of downtown Cleveland, came to our Black on Black Crime Incorporated office. Like I said before, it's 14715 Euclid Avenue, shameless plug. But he came there the past Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. He answered questions about the Department of Justice report that was issued, and as he did it as best as he could. But many in the packed house were left dissatisfied with his answers. The Department of Justice said that they could set a monitor in place and possibly sue the city of Cleveland, but it could take up to 20 years. Damn. I think on that note, and due to part of the last phone call, I'll play this track, and I'll be back shortly.
Black on Black. Black on Black. OPN. OPN. Wish fam. And they thought they were going to be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties and organized cop killers, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman, I'm in a Latino, sorry man, black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with us. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black cops are about to get mad, cause you work right along with the Klan. Black shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
What?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union president is Jeffrey Fulmer. Ball, redneck, has a way with words.
Yeah.
He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gun down over mufflers in a pop can.
Yeah.
25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery.
Yeah.
Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets. They bum rushed Heritage Park in EC. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Holden Frank wanna start a riot. So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye. To represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cop.
This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Luce. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison systems. Luce. Still I'm a child, I've been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's great, we take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead are on top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air. Black power, the first pig ever did. The fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop. don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cops.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
Well, apparently the beef is right here on none other than Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That man stands for Music, Activism, and News. Chapter 3, verse 49. You can do what a couple of other phone callers did, 646-478-0944. For those who have called in and decided to listen by phone and said, I'm not speaking to anybody, I can appreciate and respect that. I appreciate you for listening by phone, as well as those online. I want to let people know, while I have your attention, that you can check out voiceofradio.com's Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show every Thursday, 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Yeah, this week I probably won't be on there live, but I have a classic from last week, including the 2014 Hip Hop Artist of the Year, Rap Beef I was also involved in, and a few other things like that, which will be very interesting in itself. Looking at this, I can let people know that the Butters, 91.1 FM, 2 a.m. on a Monday morning, Cleveland Standard Time on WRUW.org, and on the 1, 91.1 FM, Sundays, 8 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, Jazz, Funk, Rare Grooves, WRUW.org. Woo! Go from that to let people know that with the holiday season coming up, the OPN Council and New Generation presents the 6th annual toy drive in delivery to needy children, needy kids around the city. You can hit them up at 216-374-3496. That's 216-374-3496. If you ever use anything that I tell you and you get in contact with somebody, when they ask you where'd you hear it from, feel free to mention our show. We always do appreciate that, and we're here to at least network. Also, a shout-out to my man, EC Network, from Urban Survival. Now, come Saturday morning at Cadell Rec Center, there was a memorial for Tamir Rice, where OPN, Westsiders, and Tamir Rice's cousin put this together. Now, Tamir Rice's cousin brought in protesters from Ferguson, just like our caller said earlier, a couple of busloads. Black Man's Army was asked the night before to bring the bus and sounds from the family, which was beautiful. And the highly energetic King Swisher was there. Author, playwright Laura Cohen was there. Puncture the Silence, Revolution Books, Don Bryant. There was a brand new energy as Ladies Dynasty Social Club, my man Dollar Bill, Mom and Pop Hip Hop showed up. You heard about Major Taps being there. He called with that excitement also. But the Cadell Rec Center was just the beginning. Now, why were we out there? Here's the reason why we were out there, something to think about. Cuyahoga County Judge John O'Donnell is debating dropping charges against 6 Cleveland police officers charged with the 2012 murders of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, where 5 supervisors and Officer Michael Brillo, you know, he's the one who shot 49 out of 137 shots, could be thrown out because city officials disciplined before concluded criminal investigations. Whoa. They say it's standard practice in Cleveland to delay discipline until criminal investigations are completed. It was an honor, though, for myself, Black Man Army's brother Aaron, Revolution Books' Bill Swain, to invade the 1st District Police Station and took it over for about 20 minutes to stay it in there with a lot of outside protesters. The only thing cops did, they didn't come out and arrest all of us. Oh, no. They shut that door, locked themselves beside the glass, and they went on the roof of their headquarters and took photos. Plus, if you check my Facebook page, that Alfred Porter, JR period, profile picture of a sheriff's hat, you'll see a red pickup truck where a cop pulled his pistol, but protesters, including Black on Black Crime Incorporated's president, Ernie Harris, Romeo, and those Missouri, New York, outside forces swarmed the truck, including Tamir Rice's brother, causing it to retreat. Now, they continue, which we did, to march down 130th until they shut down 130th in Lorraine. People worked together, buying little Caesar's pizza and stuff like that for the group, meaning, yes, you can work together, and I think the city is a little bit concerned
because now we are beginning to work together and do things they didn't expect us to do. Even when a vehicle struck a protester on Lorraine, we didn't leave. And then Mom and Pop Hip Hop called as they were heading to the steel yard, which freed me to leave the Black Man's Army and join the Black on Black Crime Incorporated group at the Memorial Vigil balloon release for Reginald Johnson, which happened behind Collinwood High School. And I want to give a shout out to his mom. I really do. For RJ's mom. Because she took the time to come out there on the front lines at Cadell earlier that morning to support other people. And to be able to do that when still having pain from losing her son a year ago is amazing. I have to give a shout out also for Cop Block, who joined many others in shutting down the Walmarts at the steel yard, where they locked the doors. Walmart locked their doors on a high-volume shopping day for many hours. And my man, Dwayne Castleberry, whose family has suffered recently from police brutality, down through the years, he went eye-to-eye with Police Chief Calvin Williams. And after that, the protesters went to Public Square, and as protesters left, even others joined, showing solidarity, meaning a few have to leave to go do something else. Others joined in. Now, yesterday, Sunday, even with the police stopping protesters from initially reaching the queue, the group of 100-plus made it to the Cavs game for a standoff at the steps of the queue. Don Bryant had leaders from Ferguson call the Art McCoy radio show. You know, it's on WERE 1490, Sundays from 5 to 7 p.m., 1490 a.m., on your dial. And why were we out there a second time? Because Cleveland police officer Daniel Flannery, this is important, Cleveland police officer Daniel Flannery won back his job because the union head successfully argued with federal arbitration that police on the force have done much worse and weren't fired. Daniel was fired after a drunken bar fight. That's right. He was in a drunken bar fight, lost his weapon and badge, didn't tell his supervisors for days, but his firing was ruled excessive. Ooh-wee. That's why we were out there. This goes out to a lady who is like reinventing battle rap right now, but even though it's just a freestyle cipher and everything like that, she won on points because she could keep people's attention. And with what she's doing, you're supposed to be able to keep people's attention. And she did that. So let it bang. Lady Beatrice, representing for the ladies.
Telling people, so I gotta see, I'm not letting it bang to shoot or kill a nigga. You know what I'm saying? I'm letting it bang to celebrate Lady Beatrice. Spice it up being in the motherfucking building.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucking bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucking bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucking rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucking rain. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucking bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucking bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucking rain. Make it rain. In the air, tails dropping like rain. Rounds after round, I'ma let y'all hear my pain. You can hear the hurt in my voice, but you don't know what travels through my brain. Misunderstood, see, I take it out on my veins. I'm not suicidal, maybe a little insane. But when I'm on the stage, see, my attitude is contained. Always the same person to the fake ones that strain. Ain't married to the game, but for years we've been engaged in. On our wedding night, see, I'ma let it bang, bang. Like Eddie Kane, I wish raindrops were fall. I need it all. Sending out presents like I was saying. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain, rain, motherfucker, rain. See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. With the 4-5, that's 9 lives. 38 snub nose, leave it at 11 times. 20 victims, that's 11 plus 9. When it rains, that's your damn sign. Black, white, or Puerto Rican, see I'm colorblind. Grew up after, so don't cross that line. Get them every time, only 23 in my prime. Been a bad dime, and I'm up from the Amazon. I got the ring after the heat, so I guess I am the grind. Green for the money, go for the honey, bitch up, down wine. What Beyonce say? Bitch, bow down. A dog from a puppy. Call me bow down.
See, I'ma let it bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang, bang, motherfucker, bang. See, I'ma let it rain, motherfucker, rain. Make it rain.
Waiting to be queen. I finally said it's enough. I was born to do my thing. See, it's now or never so. Oh my God, a bring all the trophies that could fit on my mantelpiece. Don't just in the storm make it a catastrophe. Yeah, let the sun shine after the tragedy.
I'm a bang, motherfucker, bang. Let it bang.
Welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets. I'm enjoying myself, but before I enjoy myself any further, I always like to do my best to keep up with what I said that if I get a chance to do, I will do it. So with that being said, Kwanzaa. Yep, I think that's what we talked about is Kwanzaa. Is it still viable? Or is it like that Curtis Blow intro on his Christmas song? You know, that Xmas rapping? Played out. Now, the history of Kwanzaa is simple. Milana Karinga created Kwanzaa in 1966 as the first African-American holiday with the goal to give blacks an opportunity to celebrate themselves and their culture along with history rather than imitate the practice of a dominant society. Kwanzaa is Swahili for first fruits of harvest, although Milana Karinga created Kwanzaa as an alternative to Christmas. December 26th to January 1st is when it's held. Karinga stated in 1997, and he noted that many African Americans who celebrate Kwanzaa also do so while celebrating Christmas. Kwanzaa has seven principles, one per day. Umoja, unity, to strive for unity in family, community, nation, and race. Kujikagalia, self-determination, to define, name, create, and speak for ourselves. Ujima, collective work and responsibility, to build and maintain our community together and make each other's problems our own and solve them together. Ujamaa, cooperative economics, to build our own stores and businesses, maintain them, and profit together. Nia, purpose. You know, we all wonder, what is our purpose for living, goals, all of that. Kumba, creativity. You remember that Kumba Arts Festival that was held at Cleveland State earlier? Dealing with creative arts. Arts of all types. Your talents. The arts. Imani, faith. Your belief. Faith will cause you to go out and do many great things. And it's rhetorical because I ask people out there who are listening right now, if we had celebrated along with Christmas, a lot of us African American Negro, colored, you know, black, whatever you deem yourself, if a lot of us were practicing the seven principles of Kwanzaa, the unity, the self-determination, the collective work and responsibility, the cooperative economics, the purpose, creativity, and faith, would we be slaughtered wholesale by the police? Would we go out in our neighborhood and, unlike other neighborhoods, be it Little Italy, be it Chinatown, be it in the Latino neighborhoods, would we go out there and everybody would own a store except for those that look like us? Or would we pool our resources? Would we be fighting amongst ourselves, tribal warfare and everything else, when there's a much greater enemy out there? Would we work together to assess everything, build for ourselves, and be purposeful and purpose-minded? If we had more faith, if we had more unity, it wouldn't matter that so-and-so was calling themselves going to this church here and going to that church down here. Everybody would be getting together to still work together. So it lets you know that maybe, just maybe, Kwanzaa isn't played out like that Curtis Blow Christmas rapping. But maybe the thing that's played out is the way we look at things and handle things. As a matter of fact, I want to let people know real quick, if you're looking for certain things, I want to tell people at least one thing. This Saturday, December 27th, 2014, 11 a.m. Saturday, December 27th, 2014, 11 a.m. East Cleveland Library, 44112. That is a Kwanzaa celebration going on. Kuji Kagalia, dealing with self-determination. And for those listening worldwide, check on your own for Kwanzaa activities in your part of the world. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to play like a track that I really like. Before I do that, last announcement, I promise you, the last announcement, where Cleveland Soul happens every Sunday, 7 p.m. to midnight, closed mic, where only gifted singers and poets can perform, 11th and Prospect at the Rathskeller. First 20 people are free, next 30, $5. After that, $10, food and drink specials. Brought to you by two soul brothers. So with that being said, let's go to the track that is really burning up our city right now. It's one of people's favorites, and it's really standing out now. Black People from Queen Nana.
Man, it's bad enough that we've been brainwashed. And they got the nerve to blatantly just kill somebody and just think they can get away with it. Man, the season's got to change.
Hey, back. Music.
longer victim of destructive mental slavery. But as a people, we still crabs in a bucket. Hey, somebody gotta say something. And you ever wonder why we're killing each other when in actuality we're sisters and brothers? Truth is, nothing is what it seems. Martin Luther had a dream that still remains to be seen. In my opinion, it's time to stop ignorance. Clear up the smoke from our opposing constituents. Check the complexion of the first 43. Were they all actually qualified to sit in the seat? Steve Harvey keep bringing a spiritual direction during a time such as this. Man, I count it a blessing. Thanks to Michael Bazin for all that you do. Trayvon and Gina Six, just to name a few. Come on.
You are listening to none other than, wow, Al Porter Man in the Streets. Hey, it's that special holiday edition. And for those listening online, I appreciate you. This is beautiful to be on chapter 3, verse 49. And I'm going to take the time to pull out one of my favorite Christmas books to read. This Christmas book is called The Investigation of the Cleveland Division of Police, United States Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, United States Attorney's Office, Northern District of Ohio, December 4th, 2014. Oh, yes, that's right. They did come to our meeting and give out a lot of those, which was very good. They came to the Black on Black Crime meeting the past week. Anyway, page 2, Executive Summary. The Department of Justice, DOJ, has completed its civil pattern or practice investigation of the Cleveland Division of Police, CDP or division. We have concluded that we have reasonable cause to believe that CDP engages in a pattern or practice of using excessive force in violation of the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution. Our investigation under the Violent Crime and Law Enforcement Act of 1994, 42 U.S.C. 14141. Focused on allegations of excessive force by CDP officers. We have determined that structural and systemic deficiencies and practices, including insufficient accountability, inadequate training and equipment, ineffective policies, and inadequate engagement with the community, contribute to CDP's use of unreasonable force. For these reasons, and because this is the second time in the last 10 years that the DOJ has investigated and found a need for reforms in CDP, we believe that comprehensive reform can only be assured with outside verification in the form of a federal consent decree, which includes an independent monitor. Woo! The release of this findings letter marks the end of a civil investigation that began in March 2013 following a series of highly publicized incidents that suggested critical flaws exist in CDP's use of force policies, procedures, and practices, including CDP's ability and willingness to properly assess officers' uses of force and hold officers accountable for their actions. These incidents also revealed a rift between CDP and certain segments of the communities it serves. Numerous leaders and organizations in Cleveland called on us to open an independent investigation in the CDP, including a member of the U.S. Congress, leaders of several different religious communities, civil rights and community groups, and the mayor of Cleveland. What could, wow, our mayor have done? Well, I guess it means change administration since he hasn't done too much. And their investigation did not focus. It says our investigation did not focus only on highly publicized use of force incidents. Instead, our review examined nearly 600 use of force incidents that occurred between 2010 and 2013, including incidents involving the use of lethal and less lethal force. We closely analyzed these incidents using use of force reports and other documents and evidence provided by CDP and applied the relevant legal standards as to determine whether CDP's use of force was legally justified. That's why we were out there doing what we were doing. As a matter of fact, I'll give you two more quotes before we leave off. Something that's actually in the report, we're going to page 3. And real quick, I think you'll understand again, why were we out there? Well, this is according to their report. I didn't write it. It's the investigation of Cleveland Division of Police from the United States Department of Justice Civil Rights Division, which said the pattern. For example, we found incidents of CDP officers firing their guns at people who do not pose an immediate threat of death or serious bodily injury to officers or others and using guns in a careless and dangerous manner, including hitting people on the head with their guns in circumstances where deadly force is not justified. Our findings, however, do not mean that any individual officers have acted with criminal intent. Oh, no. What it means is there's a whole problem with the system. As a matter of fact, in addition to the pattern or practice of excessive force, we found that CDP officers commit tactical errors that endanger both themselves and others in the Cleveland community and in some instances may result in unconstitutional violations. They may result in constitutional violations. They too often fire their weapons in a manner and in circumstances that place innocent bystanders in danger. Too often they accidentally fire their weapons, sometimes fortuitously hitting nothing and other times shooting people and seriously injuring them. Wow. Which results in the application of additional force or places others in danger. Critically, officers do not make effective use of de-escalation techniques. Too often, instead, escalating encounters and employing force when it may not be needed and could be avoided. That's what we're dealing with. Principal among the systemic deficiencies that have resulted in the pattern or practice we found in the division's failure to implement effective and rigorous accountability systems. Force incidents often are not properly reported, documented, investigated, or addressed with corrective measures. Even limiting a review to the records actually generated by CDP, supervisors throughout the chain of command endorse questionable and sometimes unlawful conduct by officers. We reviewed supervisory investigations of officers, use of force that appear to be designed from the offset to justify the officer's actions. Deeply troubling to us was that some of the specially trained investigators who were charged with conducting unbiased reviews of officers' use of deadly force actually admitted to us that they conduct their investigations with the goal of casting the accused officer in the most positive light possible. This admitted bias appears deeply rooted, cuts at the heart of the accountability system at CDP, and is emblematic of the types of practice that justify our finding. And that was just page 4. Listen, have a safe holiday. I'm going to leave you out on a nice record to take us out with because we need one. It's by my man Emax, The Image. As a matter of fact, it's one of the nicest ones that's on there. I want to just wish everybody a safe holiday. See you next week. Uh-oh, and will I have information on a brand-new Sheriff Kilroy album and traveling out of town? Woo! As Ric Flair would say, peace.
loving nothing.